D of B.
Yeah.
One is this semantics and the philosophy of language. Those are all your truth theories. This paperback, Philosophy of Science, has some of the inductive theory. In other words, there's also the probability problem. That's in induction, empiricism. That's another area. It's very interesting. That's sort of fun. This, actually, I brought the logic and language as types of things that are examples of doing this, but the example that I then found my own is much broader. They deal with, like, they do a whole piece on what justice is, but they never have figured out where people are at or what's happening politically, so there are certain dangers in that, because you're doing it in a vacuum and you don't know what the connections are. You don't have any of the original sets.
Yeah.
We did have, okay. This elementary logic is, there are many logic texts and there are many ways of going about it. Most people use the text of professors they've had written, but I don't. It's just a matter of, this is a little different. The elementary logic is good because it deals with argument forms, simple modal logic, and it's very functional. This elementary logic is, just has more mathematical stuff. See, now there's a kind of theory. You see, that comes to the first premise, where there are different ways of labeling them. Well, I mean, it looks confusing here because we haven't, you know, gotten, but I mean, you see already, you're talking about then just one instance, at least one. So that
Benson Mates
has some special stuff that Axiom does, a lot of meta theorems.
He publishes.
This is University of California. Well, I think it's University of California. No, Oxford University Press, 65. This is also called elementary logic, but it's totally different approaches and more semantic.
And then the Dictionary of Philosophy.
Yeah, we need also, we have a really good Oxford dictionary here, don't we? Like really a big one?
Not a really big one.
We need one big one. I mean, that DOB should have, because here.
I have a two-volume Britannica dictionary.
I'm just saying that DOB should have a big, as far as, let me see, I wrote down.
$40.
Well, look, I mean, it's an institutional.
I'm trying to steal one from my office.
Well, be careful, they'll notice that one.
Yeah, that's... Is it after 9 or
Well, it's... Oh, just for anybody's interest, I was sent this from the, Mary sent me the court records, you know, about that, about banning us. It says here that the reason in court that they didn't quite get in the newspapers, on March 4, 1971, the university, through its president, Dr. Clarence C. Walton, announced that it would not permit the appearance of Ms. Atkinson on the campus on the purported ground that her views and opinions on certain feminist movement issues, such as birth control and abortion, were contrary to the fundamental tenets of the Catholic faith.
How about that? Mm-hmm.
The university is a Catholic-oriented institution dedicated to the tenets of the Catholic faith, although it places no restrictions or requirements on student religious affiliation. You can die for not getting a proper abortion, too. In other words, even if you're not Catholic, you too get this privilege, right? Immediately thereafter, on March 4th, the University Academic Senate, by a vote of 13-8, affirmed Dr. Walton's decision, although many members abstained. That's called, they weren't there, right, private citizens. That was just sort of like something I thought might.
Clarence,
right?
Clarence baby, he's out again.
Clarence baby.
yeah, that the blackboards. You see, it's just gonna make it easier than
yeah,
because it's too because it's awfully hard. The other things I had down were just. The California thing, as I said, they had, God, you see, people not knowing how to think, just the results of that.
Can I take back my theory now?
No. No. But see, but that was a different assignment. And then I'll discover things. Don't feel uptight about it, because more and more will come out that we need to clarify, and everybody has slightly different mistakes, but you know, it's clarification for everybody, and I got this out of what I could see what was happening in the group.
As a leak, is that it?
Yeah, I guess. Good place. There's something about
styrofoam cups.
I don't think I have to give you a pep talk about theory construction, but in California, I just, and other places, people calling around, like the whole movement is depressed. I'd cause people because nothing seems to be happening. Yeah. Nobody knows what to do, except they know they want to stay married. That's the only thing. Mm. I was in California. Oh, they had no political problems.
Where were you in California?
Fresno. They have a lot of women. And it was really embarrassing. I thought it was, when I got off the plane, it was because they heard I had a bad time at CU. But there was, like, big banners all over the airport, and 50 women out there, and Shriners were getting off, you know, I mean, it was like a businessman special. And it was like they had worked on costumes, like Pepto-Bismol pink, you know, very short. They had dance steps and songs and a band.
That's how I felt.
But, and it started out CU, and then, and I was standing there. I didn't know what to do. Then I said NT, and the most, they had no brassieres or panties on, going through all these kicks and everything. Right? It was what you call certain aesthetic tension. Contradiction, you know, the Main Street.
Oh, you missed it.
The main
drum majorettes were out to greet the
band.
New
songs. Drum majorettes. These, I mean, it was so, you know, and I was standing there thinking, there are certain political inconsistencies here, but, you know, because I could see the whole Main Street, and then also the, you know, what's really going on, the contradiction there with sex and purity, you know, that whole thing. And the obscenity of the song, I mean, even I was having trouble dealing with it. I just kept smiling, no matter what. I was smiling and nodding because they had all these cameras, you know, and I thought, how nice, very nice. And you just, first of all, you figure, they look like they're on our side. Then from then on, you just go with it. I turn around, look at these businessmen, right? It's just like, they don't even jeer. They're just in, like, such shock. I mean, it's just like, these college girls, you know, saying these things, and yet it blows their minds because there's this combination of what they love and this nightmare.
Right.
College president was on the plane, right? They see him sneaking out. So, I mean, I was really overwhelmed and embarrassed, very, very embarrassed. And I thought it was Catholic University, but then it turned out this whole, you know. So then the woman who had organized this whole thing, she'd have all these women's studies programs. And I said, well, you know, what was their women's studies program about? Well, anything you want. Yeah. Okay, so I said, well, that's why I don't like them too much. So then she sort of came into the bathroom with me and was saying how they had no political problems there. She'd been to New York, and they had political problems in New York, but there were no political problems out there. They had all solved everything. And I thought, how come she came in the bathroom alone to tell me that right away, right? Your logic, there's something fishy here. So you go up. Well, it turns out these women sitting at the table, and there's this guy there. So I said, I started looking around for the table, right? So, and then something very embarrassing. Somebody mentioned husband or something. I said, you don't have many married women, do you? Oh, yes, beaming. So what do you mean you don't have any political problems? So this goes on and on. So finally, we go back, we have this talk, and I finally just said, they were saying what to do about this and that, and I said, you know, you have to, everybody has to pull for themselves, and you've got a lot of things to straighten out, because you're going around saying the revolution, and you are obviously yourself living this other way. The screaming started. They call me an elitist. Elitist, not at the airport with this just embarrassing display, right? That is an elitist, that display they put on. But when I said, they said, it's anti-woman to judge me. I said, well, I get judged, so I'm judging you. Well, now that was all part of, and then just the, how irrationality and stupidity pays off. the point behind it, and yet they all want a revolution. Nobody wants to pay anything.
Right.
Group rates.
Group rates really is.
It's free. It's going to be painless. Somebody else is going to die. But one thing they know for sure, they don't plan to suffer. So I was screaming, and it was really like pretty violent at the end. So then I knew I'd gotten someplace, right? Because no matter what else you did, they co-opted it. I mean, you knew that whatever you were into, they weren't into, but they just loved it, whatever, never mind, right? They're broad-minded, doesn't matter. Next morning, some of the women, I said, well, I'm concerned, what came out of that? Did people, oh, yes, many of the women sat up all night long, talked to their husbands about what happened. And I thought, I'm going nuts. Nobody else seemed to think there was anything peculiar about this. So I was talking to some women from the feminists about that prostitution action yesterday, and I would have gone if I was here. They were saying, well, everybody's very depressed. Movement isn't going anyplace. They don't know what exactly to do. But the movement is where it's at because of the people in it, because it hadn't been pushed anyplace, because it hadn't done anything to be pushed anyplace. And yet nobody still wants to deal with, like, where they're at personally and doing. So unless, you know, they were saying, I don't, so I leave you with that problem. Like, how do you get at that? I don't see this, well, maybe outside, somehow that has to be confronted. Because people understand what they're doing. That's why they're doing it. The ones who are questionable are the ones who are here, you know, in terms of being stupid. You know, in terms of really, understanding where this can lead to, because you get the answers, and they got an answer for us too, you know. Now how do you get at that? But I just said I didn't see what could be done until this, we figured out a way to get at that, because, but like you could really see up there the theory thing and the art thing, they could, like, there were these contradictions. There were the, they could put on this that, as I said, really pushed a lot of the obscenity, which I have mixed feelings about, as being titillating and all. But there's no sort of idea, except that the small group is the answer to everything. Never mind what you mean by the answer. Never mind what you mean by the small group or why.
Well, what are they all together? What's their common thing? Do they know?
They love each other. And don't ask. No, I'm serious. This is what's terrifying to me.
They love each other, yet they go home and talk to their husbands and not to their group.
Well, they kill the people in their group. No, I mean, that's... But see, if you ask those questions, already people are saying you're being anti-woman.
Being anti-woman by getting...
Because it makes
women.
Them feel bad. No, if you ask that question, like this woman said to me, I'm married and I don't see any way that I want to change it. And for you to tell me that you think that there's something wrong with that and that I make a bad example, then you make me feel bad. So you're anti-woman. Anything that makes me feel bad, you're the problem. Well, yeah, it's a number of things. It's an ad hominem, ad feminine, projection. So part of it's thinking. But when, you know, they're kind of interested, a lot of places sort of interested in the idea of theory construction. But there's a big block of fear of thinking. So that in a way it seems like a very rarefied atmosphere to be.
Is it fear of thinking or fear of the outcome if they do think?
Well, yeah.
I mean, you know, like they may decide, hey, I'm not doing the right thing and I should start thinking about that, and then when I think about that, wow, I'm really not doing the right thing, and then they're out of it.
But it doesn't work that way. See, what happens is you work out your theory, then you see where you're at, and you see you've got to cross that distance, and you know that you don't want to have to be uncomfortable. And you don't want to have to deal with what's keeping you there inside yourself. That's where, when it comes, this whole thing about how, that join the revolution, find happiness. That this is like how to get in better health. That whole concept and the whole reinforcement against the truth of what happens. People betray. Definitely a lot of people get killed. These are the realities. And we got a whole mythology about you get, you join the movement, you get happy. And you don't have to pay anything. No change. No. That's why I say it's a group rate. And it's going to be free. Freedom is free. And until, like I was saying to Pam, she was saying, well, people can work on projects. Well, even, you try it, you keep trying it. But the level on which people want to deal is very different. Do you want to make a few little revisions in something? Or do you want to go after it? What do you all find? Because I'm not, this is the main thing I do. I'm speaking, I read what's happening, papers and stuff, but do you have any ideas how to get at it? Or do you see this as a problem?
Oh, God, yes.
See, that is a problem, the lack of
courage.
Sure. It's a different problem.
Is it ever talked, but it's never talked about that way, is it?
No. It's scary when you start to talk about it as being a problem. Because then that causes all the other processes to start, like thinking about the problem, thinking about the situation that you're in.
Have you and Anne seen anything as far as people being concerned about this problem?
Well, what you were just saying, that people undertaking projects but willing to work at different levels. I found this in my consciousness raising group, which I was in for 8 months. And many things in the group were really good, but one of the really bad things was this, that people wanted to make maybe minor revisions and something, and then there was somebody else who wanted to make a very radical thing, and consequently we didn't get anything accomplished. But the people that only wanted to do revisionary things admitted that it was out of fear and lack of courage. That they were comfortable in their position.
And there was no embarrassment, or the idea was it's not nice to say whose side are you on or anything. It was never pushed.
No. That would be anti-woman.
Yeah, everything Mabel does is keep her position is obviously on your side. If you tell her that, then her position is one of attack on you. Which was something that happened in my office, and then Washington happened, so that canceled that. Yeah, she automatically reversed it and said, well, what are you doing? And when I asked her what she was doing, of course, what are you doing about this mess? And she said, well, what are you doing this way? And I said, well, I'm doing something I really cannot go into now because this would take up a great deal of time, but let me assure you it's something real. Then Washington happened, and the paper, so there was nothing more to explain in that sense. But up to this day now, this particular woman will not even go into it. It's complete. Shut the doors. That's it.
It was interesting that a lot more feminists were willing to deal outside the precinct house on prostitution than with the church. And they were talking to some people, the feminists who organized women on prostitution, we were talking about that in the church. And
the interesting thing is that even anti-church people, per se, in that they have no religion, still will not take a stand on the fact that they disagree with all religion, but they will not go out to do anything about it whatsoever.
Oh, that's an idea. Something that came out of this. I got a call from Channel 13 Free Time or something about an idea, and they want something on the Catholic Church, and I was thinking it might be interesting for the people who were there to go and talk about it. Not myself, but the other people who were there to talk about it. Just about what their impressions of what happened and the interesting things, and something that would be much more free form, and whatever the workshop wanted to do with it. I don't know. What do you think? Because I didn't...
Would we arrange it or what?
Yeah, I mean, I would just call and say... I said I wasn't sure, I didn't have anything offhand on my mind, you know, in terms that I want to do. But they said they were very interested in the Catholic University thing. So I said I'd call back, and I would just call back and say get in touch with, and people who were there, and I have never seen it. It's from 10:30 to...
Yeah, this is very interesting program. I always see look at it.
But they said that it could be anything that... that we want to do in terms of form, anything.
Did they define form?
No. In other words, how many people? Free time, right.
Well, you can do or say whatever you want.
Yeah, I watched the program.
And they mentioned to me that I think GLF went on for 40 minutes or something and just talked about what they wanted to talk about. In other words, there were no controls now.
They were left alone.
But one thing that people like Pam was saying, nobody, it never got out in the press what really was going on there. And it might be interesting. I don't have, as I said, I think that's the most interesting thing I can think of doing, whatever form you want to do with it. I would just make the contact, that's all.
But because you have, as I understood from the last time you were here, some sort of a court thing happening.
Doesn't matter.
It does nothing. I mean, like, if we say something like there were people there with guns and blah, blah, blah.
The more the better. Okay. The more the better. It keeps it alive.
Okay.
But just anything you want to do.
If it interests you. We can send them the part of the newsletter which dealt with the flyer and the demonstration for St. Patrick's.
I think another thing that really has to be laid on is... that, and especially when you see, I can show you the court papers when it said clearly it was birth control and abortion.
Yes.
Where was the feminist movement?
Right, know? Right.
That the fear, or whatever. You know, I mean, I did one thing on prostitution in Boston that I produced. I did it for free, so I got everything I wanted, the way I wanted to do it. And I just did a whole different thing that had to do with that particular subject. I wanted to show that they want a few freaks, you know. Instead, I pick people from the audience to create the institution in front by their, how they create, society creates it, that wouldn't have been right for anything else. So, I mean, any form, any, you know, just as...
Did you know when...
Since you don't get paid for it, I mean, you at least should enjoy yourself.
When of the women that you picked was from DOB in Boston?
Hmm?
When of the women that you
picked? I know, yeah. Right. And it was random. I mean, the people I picked in the audience, I picked over age. Three women, two men. I picked over age and type as much as possible. I got an incredible five people. But listen, what should I do? Should I just call?
Yes.
And say what? Who would be in?
Well, how many people do you think should go?
I think everybody who was there.
You mean if you
should plan something they want to do?
Mass demonstration.
Oh, the other thing, I was going to offer. I don't know. If people wanted to meet Friday. Now, this was very heavy tonight.
Yeah. Why not dance?
I'm going to listen to the tape.
If you're working on it, if anybody here is working on it and sees something that is an obstacle they don't get, call me. Because we can straighten out that right then and you can go on. And in a sense, what I presented tonight was the whole thing.
See, guys, I want to ask one thing about subsets to subsets, and the only thing I get confused on is what is the nature of their connection in terms of if you have a set and a subset, and then if you want to make another, I would assume, characteristic definition of that subset?
It would be on another basis. See, that's what you discover as you go.
Subset would become another set.
Well, does it
set become system.
Set system.
Usually becomes another class system, see? Mm-hmm. That's what, as far as I got with it, I noticed that actually that you have an original set. You then begin to treat that set of all numbers in terms of digits and their proximity to each other and numerical, right? So already you've redefined it. And usually it seems to be on the basis, on the very simple one, of P and not P. So that you get this equivocation where supposedly your class system is on at least two subsets, but in fact, that original set and the second subset retain certain similarities that the first subset and the original set do not. And that's why working in that kind of modal way is so revealing to the person doing the work. You discover a great deal, and often you have a fairly small idea, or you thought it was big. That idea conks out pretty fast. But on the way to seeing it conk out, you trip over something much bigger. So you might start an explanation theory of a contradiction, and it could evolve into a discovery theory.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you have what they call trivial discoveries. That is, that you find that the contradiction was not as large as you thought, and that there is an easy way to resolve them. Then you have a trivial contradiction. If they are irresolvable, you usually have hit a gold mine. Because the reasons for why, for the contradiction, are such that it's a very elaborate explanation.
I'm gonna die.
But it's really, it is fun, and it's, see the looks? Some pretty weird people around here.
Oh, we can't, when shall we meet? Friday is the dance.
Do you want Friday is the dance.
Any Friday.
Well, why don't we do this? Why don't we say we meet next Tuesday? And when people hear me, I can call them next week. I can just call and say, look, tomorrow and say, this workshop I'm working with is going to do something on Catholic University, people who were there. And I'll say they'll get in touch with you.
Okay.
Then we'll meet Tuesday. But in the meantime, get the elements of logic, because we're going to work through certain sections of it, because I think, one, it's going to give you a strong footing.
Mm-hmm.
It gives arguments that you're going to be able to deal with every day, and also, you know, the models. Work on some more, if you want to, necessary and sufficient, and try to work on that. Work on a phenomenon. Work on an explanation. No, stick to the necessary and sufficient, because that way I can tell better the errors in your working within a framework. And as soon as you get the elements of logic, the people who have it, did it take you long to get it?
No. Salter's bookstore.
I just realized this. I'm just turning against it. The person who gave it to me was one of the best logicians in the country. It's enough to turn you against logic. For some reason, I just forgot about it. Okay, the first, the introduction's good, because that's basic. Logic and philosophy, most of it you'll be familiar with in terms of talking. Deductive and inductive arguments. Truth and validity, empirical and necessary statements. That's partly, again, inductive and deductive. So as soon as you can get it, I think we'll skip the traditional logic of that. I don't know, I'll have to look at it, but that old-fashioned stuff is just a pain in the ass.
Oh, yes, it's so confusing.
Well, and it's dumb, and it's there's a lot of question about it now, and it's just, you know.
Excuse me, whose button is this? When does free time do? When is free time?
I had messages, and it was on. Actually, it's Jonathan Black.
Yeah, but if you ask him to leave, he goes, Steve.
Oh, sure. No, but I mean, he had called, and it was a message on my service from several days ago. And he just left it partly, I suppose, because our reputation being difficult. He just left it wide open. Wide open. So I think the more the people decide they want to do with it, I'll just say, right now, I'm going to say we want an hour and a half. That's all there is, right? And then it's always possible to drop down from that if you want. And do whatever you want with it.
We can go into some sort of homosexual.
Everything.
Yeah.
What do you mean there has to be?
Well, where do you see the newsletter?
Oh, good.
Got a connection.
Does everybody want to meet on Sunday? Sometime on Sunday for the intermediate day? Because Friday night we're having a party.
How about 2 o'clock in the morning on Sunday?
No, you
can 2 in the morning?
Mail.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're the small discussion group Sunday.
No.
We can meet. Why don't we say 2:30 in the afternoon?
Why don't we make it either late or early, so
yeah,
we don't have to...
We're coming back Sunday morning.
In the morning?
Are you going to be working?
No, at night. No.
Why don't we do it
closer
to noon?
What's that?
On the late side of noon.
At 2:30.
I know, but that...
Oh, that breaks up
the... Yeah, I mean, I don't know about the rest of you, but we get up early on Sundays.
What connection?
So, I mean, we could, like, go away for the whole day and come back.